Australian True Crime, the nation's leading independent true crime podcast, is hitting the road with our live show. We're coming to Sydney, Melbourne and Brisbane this July, and tickets will be available starting May 10th at 9:30 a.m. sharp. They sold out in 2 hours last time, so do not dilly-dally. We know the suburbs of Australia are teeming with some of the most intriguing and chilling true crime stories the world has ever heard. Don't miss the chance to dive deeper and get involved with a live Q&A. With over 1.5 million downloads monthly, these tickets will sell out. So keep an eye on our social media pages and check the podcast bio for direct links to purchase yours as soon as they're released on Friday, May 10. I can't wait to see you there.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
This is a true crime podcast, as the title suggests. So please consider this your warning that it's not suitable for children, and it probably will contain content that may be triggering to some people. Also, it's an Australian true crime podcast, so Australian Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander listeners should be aware it may contain the voices of deceased people.
The producers of this podcast recognise the traditional owners of the land on which it's recorded. They pay respect to the Aboriginal elders past, present and those emerging.
In episode 317 of Australian True Crime, we spoke to Ray Mooney, author, playwright and former inmate of Pentridge Prison. One of the subjects we spoke about at length was Ray's friendship with the man known as Mr. Rent-A-Kill, contract killer, Christopher Dale Flannery, who disappeared without a trace in May 1985. Flannery was a close associate of infamous corrupt cop Roger Rogerson, who died himself this week at the age of 83. Rogerson was serving a life sentence for the murder of 20-year-old drug dealer Jamie Gow. His conviction for that murder was somewhat ironic, given that he proudly boasted of having killed 3 drug dealers during his police career and gotten away with it. But Rogerson was well and truly retired from the New South Wales Police Force by May 20, 2014, when he and another former detective, Glenn McNamara, ambushed Gow in a storage unit in Padstow in southwest Sydney. Rogerson was in his 70s and McNamara in his late 50s when they covered the floor and walls of the storage garage with tarpaulins and waited for Gow to be dropped off as planned by 2 other men. He was carrying just over 3 kilograms of methamphetamine, and within minutes of walking inside the garage, he was shot dead, wrapped up in the tarp and then zipped up inside a silver surfboard bag. For a bloke with legendary street smarts like Rogerson, the most shocking aspect of this crime is without a doubt its sloppiness. Everything that comes next was captured on cameras, either the standard security cameras mounted inside the storage facility or those inside commercial premises or in and around the suburban unit complex that McNamara called home. At 2:18 p.m. on the day of Gow's murder, Rogerson and McNamara were captured struggling to carry his body in the silver surfboard bag out of the garage before lifting it into the back of Rogerson's white Falcon station wagon, which he'd parked conveniently out front. At 3:03 p.m, the car was captured arriving at McNamara's apartment block in Cronulla. The two men went inside, and at 3:51, they emerged and left the building in the same car. At 4:20, the men can be seen shopping and buying a 2-ton chain block, which according to police they later used to try and weigh down Jamie Gow's body. At 6:24, they returned to McNamara's apartment. Each time they visited his home, they were filmed driving into the underground car park and travelling up and down in the lift. At 7:38, after the men had travelled down in the lift with fishing rods, McNamara's car is filmed leaving the underground car park towing his boat. The silver surfboard bag is clearly visible on the floor of the boat. 6 days later, Jamie Gow's body was found floating 2 kilometres off Cronulla Beach by fishermen. It was still wrapped in a blue tarp and zipped inside the silver surfboard bag. Rogerson was arrested at his home the following day. We begin with asking Ray Mooney what he thought when he first heard that Roger Rogerson was on his deathbed just days ago.
I think there was an article that came through the Herald Sun. And then they took it down for 3 days, which was very interesting. So that was the first. I just fluked it and just saw it.
I have had people mention to me Roger's arrest record and say to me, well, listen, he was obviously a very good copper too, because he was up to all sorts of shenanigans, whilst he was taking kickbacks, he was working in drug trades, he was doing all that stuff, he was still making a lot of arrests. So this suggestion is almost that he must have been twice as good a cop if he was able to be a criminal at the same time. What do you make of that?
Oh, there's no doubt about that. Like, you know, he was very successful as both. And there's been a lot of people in that category. But you've got to factor in the fact that he had a reputation of being the best verbaler in the game. They took him interstate when they wanted to really make certain there were going to be no holes in alleged confessions. He was excellent at doing that.
Did he use violence specifically or singularly, or was he good at psychology to get false confessions?
No, look, it's really interesting with Rogerson. In a one-out fight, he'd probably not come out too well. But if you're handcuffed to a table or to a chair, then you're going to come out, you know, second best no matter what. So he had a rep. Oh, and by the way, you've got to remember the squads he worked with. He worked with the armed robbery squad. He worked with Section 21. He worked with the most violent of the most violent police. And you did not get their respect if in any way you pulled back or you showed timidity. So he was as vicious as anyone, but he wasn't a fighter.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Planning for your next trip? elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
What do you think was going through his mind when he was in his, how old was he when he committed the crime that he finally went to jail for, the murder of Jamie Gow? When he was retired, he was on the speaking circuit. He was seen as a lovable rogue, literally standing next to Chopper Reid. He was in that kind of, he was able to go on stage every night and boast and be celebrated and be paid for it. What do you think got into his mind, he and his co-offender McNamara, another former policeman, when they decided to get in back into the drug trade?
Well, I think the story's never been told properly.
No.
And I've read a lot about from so-called, mainly from police versions of it, but this is just my theory. But if you look at that very, very closely, when Gow is driven to meet McNamara with the drugs, there's two other people in the car with him who 2 days after Gow's disappearance fly back to overseas. It was strongly rumoured that Gow had been working with federal police in terms of potentially setting up triad people. If this is the case, you've got to backtrack all the way through. And there's so much more to that than what we know. Like, arguably, this kid turns up with McNamara and there's two people. So they know, these two that have gone with him know the whole deal. In other words, they know what's actually happening. Supposedly, when Rogerson gets there, he goes in and nearly immediately the kid is killed. So whichever one of them did it, it's happened straight away. Now, if they're talking about that, oh, they would there to buy ice, and supposedly it was $700,000 worth of ice, a bit under 3 grams. To me, that is a potential payment for, look, we need to get rid of this kid. I don't think that's ever been followed properly, and there's a good reason for it. The federal police stuffed it up totally. Totally stuffed it up again. They really stuffed it up. And that was never, ever gone into. Rogerson's also the type of guy who knows that, you know, they've both sort of got together, put their heads together, worked out whatever defence they're going to go with, and at the same time knowing very well that you've got to shut your mouth on this one or else there's going to be heaps to pay. And he always did. Rogerson always shut his mouth. He never did deals. He never gave anyone else up, despite the fact that a lot of crime writers like to make out he did. He didn't. No one else went to jail when he was caught. He didn't do deals. He stood solid. I have a feeling this is a totally untold story. That no one's gone near yet because they're terrified. They don't want to upset the apple cart.
No, there's two big apple carts that you've mentioned.
To me, that was a straight out hit.
Yep.
You know, you keep the drugs.
It never quite added up, did it?
Not only did it not add up, but no one went for it in court. It was never mentioned, you know, never. And that doesn't make any sense at all. How do they know how many? Like, there was no one else there to check the drugs, you know. It just doesn't make sense. And these two blokes who disappear, they know he's gone with McNamara, so there's got to be a lot more to it.
The two blokes who've dropped him off, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, totally.
And when we think about why an old man might commit a crime for a lot of money like that, I mean, I don't think many of us have enough money in our pockets to ever not think about a potential $100,000, couple of $100,000 job. Roger Rogerson didn't have a lot of money by that sort of time in his life, did he? It's not like he walked out with a big...
He gave it all to lawyers.
Well, that's it.
He gave it all to lawyers.
Yeah. Right?
And his divorce and whatever. And those speaking engagements, that he wasn't paid a lot on that. And they didn't last that long either.
So really and truly, by the time he hit his 70s, he wouldn't have been living high on the hog.
No, and he was never outside of crime either. He'd always acted as what you call somebody who you could get a quote off. In other words, you'd go along to him and sort of for information, you'd pay for information and he'd set you straight. He always had that reputation. That's why all the top crims still work with him. even the ones in Melbourne, the so-called top ones in Melbourne, were still friends with him, you know. After everything, they still were friends with him.
How recently do you think he was active and working?
Oh, I don't think he ever stopped, ever. Mm. Those guys can't stop. That's what keeps them going. That's their whole life. You know, they're addicted to what the rewards that come with being willing, being informative, following through, being able to bring things. Those guys never, ever stop, ever. Good crooks never retire. The thing that I've always been disappointed over, his relationship with Chris and what happened with Chris. But the thing that I've been more disappointed with was how Rogerson used to justify his behaviour by making out that all the people who he associated with were informers, and they weren't. And that's the worst thing you can ever do to a crim, ever, is leave them with the legacy that, oh, they were an informer. Police get away with doing that all the time. They're never taken to task. No one ever asks, okay, show me.
Do you think times have changed? Do you think we could ever see the likes of Roger Rogerson again?
I don't think they've changed that much, but they've definitely changed. You know, like there's so much, there's too much scrutiny now. CTV footage has changed the world, and it's the same with the police as it is for the crims. The world has changed, but human behaviour is never going to change. It's a matter of finding ways of getting away with it. Well, there will always be the Rogersons.
Thank you to our guest, Ray Mooney, whose book, A Green Light, is still available, but only as an e-book.
If you need support after listening to this podcast, you can call Lifeline on 13 11 14 or contact 1-800-RESPECT on 1-800-737-732 or 1-800-RESPECT.org.au. Indigenous Australians can contact 13 Yarn on 13 92 76 or 13yarn.org.au. Thank you for downloading this episode of Australian True Crime. We'll be back next week.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Australian True Crime, the nation's leading independent true crime podcast, is hitting the road with our live show. We're coming to Sydney, Melbourne and Brisbane this July, and tickets will be available starting May 10th at 9:30 a.m. sharp. They sold out in 2 hours last time, so do not dilly-dally. We know the suburbs of Australia are teeming with some of the most intriguing and chilling true crime stories the world has ever heard. Don't miss the chance to dive deeper and get involved with a live Q&A. With over 1.5 million downloads monthly, these tickets will sell out. So keep an eye on our social media pages and check the podcast bio for direct links to purchase yours as soon as they're released on Friday, May 10. I can't wait to see you there.